The Concordant Literal New Testament, copyright 1983 by the Concordant Publishing Concern, the Book of Galatians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, neither through a man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who rouses him from among the dead, and all the brethren with me, to the Ecclesias of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives himself for our sins, so that he might extricate us out of the present wicked eon, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen. I am marveling that thus swiftly you are transferred from that which calls you in the grace of Christ to a different evangel, which is not another, except it be that some who are disturbing you want also to distort the evangel of Christ. But if ever we also, or a messenger out of heaven, should be bringing an evangel to you beside that which we bring to you, let him be anathema. As we have declared before, and at present I am saying again, if anyone is bringing you an evangel beside that which you accepted, let him be anathema. For at present, am I persuading men or God? Or am I seeking to please men? If I still please men, I were not a slave of Christ. For I am making known to you, brethren, as to the evangel which is being brought by me, that it is not in accord with man, for neither did I accept it from a man, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you hear of my behavior once, in Judaism, that I inordinately persecuted the ecclesia of God and ravaged it. And I progressed in Judaism above many contemporaries in my race, being inherently exceedingly more zealous for the traditions of my fathers. Now when it delights God, who severs me from my mother's womb, and calls me through his grace to unveil his Son in me that I may be evangelizing him among the nations, I did not immediately submit it to flesh and blood, neither came I up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I came away into Arabia, and I return again to Damascus. Thereupon, after 3 years, I came up to Jerusalem to relate my story to Cephas, and I stay with him 15 days. Yet I became acquainted with no one different from the apostles, except James, the brother of the Lord. Now what I am writing to you, lo, in God's sight I say that I am not lying. Thereupon I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, yet I was unknown by face to the ecclesias of Judea, which are in Christ. Yet only they were hearing that he who once was persecuting us now is evangelizing the faith which once he ravaged, and they glorified God in me. Chapter 2. Thereupon, after the lapse of 14 years, I again went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus also along with me. Now I went up in accord with a revelation, and submitted to them the evangel which I am heralding among the nations, yet privately to those of repute, lest somehow I should be racing or ran for naught. But not even Titus, who is with me, being a Greek, is compelled to be circumcised. Yet it was because of the false brethren who were smuggled in, who came in by the way to spy out our freedom which we have in Christ Jesus, that they shall be enslaving us, to whom, not even for an hour do we simulate by subjection, that the truth of the evangel should be continuing with you. Now from those reputed to be somewhat what kind they once were, is of no consequence to me. God is not taking up the human aspect. For to me those of repute submitted nothing. But on the contrary, perceiving that I have been entrusted with the evangel of the uncircumcision, according as Peter of the circumcision, for he who operates in Peter for the apostleship of the circumcision operates in me also for the nations, and knowing the grace which is being given to me, James and Cephas and John, who are supposed to be pillars, give to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we indeed are to be for the nations, yet they for the circumcision, only that we may be remembering the poor, which same thing I endeavor also to do. Now when Cephas came to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, for he was self-censured. For before the coming of some from James, he ate together with those of the nations. Yet when they came, he shrank back and severed himself, fearing those of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also play the hypocrite with him, so that Barnabas also was led away with their hypocrisy. But when I perceived that they are not correct in their attitude toward the truth of the evangel, I said to Cephas in front of all, if you, being inherently a Jew, are living as the nations, and not as the Jews, how are you compelling the nations to be Judaizing? We, who by nature are Jews, and not sinners of the nations, having perceived that a man is not being justified by works of law, except alone through the faith of Christ Jesus, we also believe in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by the faith of Christ and not by works of law, seeing that by works of law shall no flesh at all be justified. Now if, while seeking to be justified in Christ, we ourselves also were found sinners, is Christ consequently a dispenser of sin? May it not be coming to that. For if I am building again these things which I demolish, I am commending myself as a transgressor. For I, through law, died to law, that I should be living to God. With Christ have I been crucified, yet I am living. No longer I, but living in me is Christ. Now that which I am now living in flesh, I am living in faith that is of the Son of God, who loves me and gives himself up for me. I am not repudiating the grace of God, for if righteousness is through law, consequently Christ died gratuitously. Chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who bewitches you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was graphically crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you get the Spirit by works of law, or by the hearing of faith? So foolish are you, undertaking in spirit, are you now being completed in flesh? So much did you suffer feignedly, since surely it also is feignedly. He, then, who is supplying you with the Spirit and operating works of power among you, did you get the Spirit by works of law or by the hearing of faith, according as Abraham believes God, and it is reckoned to him for righteousness? Know consequently that those of faith, these are sons of Abraham. Now the Scripture, perceiving before, that God is justifying the nations by faith, brings before an evangel to Abraham, that in you shall all the nations be blessed, so that those of faith are being blessed together with believing Abraham. For whoever are of works of law are under a curse, for it is written that, accursed is everyone who is not remaining in all things, written in the scroll of the law to do them. Now that in law no one is being justified with God is evident, for the just one by faith shall be living. Now the law is not of faith, but who does them shall be living in them. Christ reclaims us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for our sakes. For it is written, accursed is everyone hanging on a pole, that the blessing of Abraham may be coming to the nations in Christ Jesus, that we may be obtaining the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I am saying this as a man, a human covenant, likewise having been ratified, no one is repudiating or modifying it. Now to Abraham the promises were declared, and to his seed. He is not saying, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ. Now this am I saying, a covenant, having been ratified before by God the law, having come 430 years afterward, does not invalidate, so as to nullify the promise. For if the enjoyment of the allotment is of law, it is no longer of promise. Yet God has graciously granted it to Abraham through the promise. What then is the law? On behalf of transgressions was it added, until the seed should come to whom he has promised, being prescribed through messengers in the hand of a mediator. Now there is no mediator of one, yet God is one. Is the law, then, against the promises of God? May it not be coming to that? For if a law were given that is able to vivify, really righteousness were out of law. But the Scripture locks up altogether under sin, that the promise out of Jesus Christ's faith may be given to those who are believing. Now before the coming of faith we were garrisoned under law, being locked up together for the faith about to be revealed, so that the law has become our escort to Christ, that we may be justified by faith. Now at the coming of faith, we are no longer under an escort, for you are all sons of God, through faith in Christ Jesus. For whoever are baptized into Christ, put on Christ, in whom there is no Jew nor yet Greek, there is no slave nor yet free, there is no male and female, for you all are one in Christ Jesus. Now if you are Christ, consequently you are of Abraham's seed, enjoyers of the allotment according to the promise. Chapter 4. Now I am saying, for as much time as the enjoyer of an allotment is a minor, in nothing is he of more consequence than a slave, being master of all, but is under guardians and administrators until the time purposed by the Father. Thus we also, when we were minors, were enslaved under the elements of the world. Now when the full time came, God delegates his son, come of a woman, come under law, that he should be reclaiming those under law, that we may be getting the place of a son. Now seeing that you are sons, God delegates the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that you are no longer a slave, but a son. Now if a son, an enjoyer also of an allotment from God, through Christ. But then indeed, having no perception of God, you were slaves of those who, by nature, are not gods. Yet now knowing God, yet rather being known by God, how are you turning back again to the infirm and poor elements for which you want to slave again anew? Days are you scrutinizing, and months and seasons and years. I fear for you, lest somehow I have toiled for you faintedly. Become as I, for I am even as you, brethren, I beseech you. In nothing do you injure me. Now you are aware that during an infirmity of the flesh, I bring the evangel to you formerly, and your trial in my flesh you do not scorn, neither do you loathe it, but as a messenger of God you receive me, as Christ Jesus. Where then is your happiness? For I am testifying to you that if possible, gouging out your eyes, you would give them to me, so that I have become your enemy by being true to you. They are jealous over you, not ideally, but they want to debar you that you may be jealous over them. Now it is ideal for you to be jealous in the ideal always, and not only in my presence with you. Little children mine, with whom I am travailing again until Christ may be formed in you. Yet I wanted to be present with you just now, and to change my voice, for I am perplexed about you. Tell me, you who want to be under law, are you not hearing the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one out of the maid and one out of the free woman. But the one indeed out of the maid is begotten according to flesh, yet the one out of the free woman through the promise, which is allegorizing, for these women are two covenants, one indeed from Mount Sinai, generating into slavery, which is Hagar. Yet Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. It is in line with the Jerusalem which now is, for she is in slavery with her children. Yet the Jerusalem above is free, who is mother of us all. For it is written, be glad, barren one, who art not bringing forth. Burst forth and implore, thou who art not travailing. For many are the children of the desolate, rather than of her who has the husband. Now you, brethren, as Isaac, are children of promise. But even as then, the one generated according to flesh persecuted the one according to spirit, thus also it is now. But what is the scripture saying? Cast out this maid and her son, for by no means shall the son of the maid be enjoying the allotment with the son of the free woman. Wherefore, brethren, we are not children of the maid, but of the free woman. Chapter 5. For freedom, Christ frees us. Stand firm then, and be not again enthralled with the yoke of slavery. Lo, I, Paul, am saying to you that if you should be circumcising, Christ will benefit you nothing. Now I am attesting again to every man who is circumcising that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Exempted from Christ were you who are being justified in law. You fall out of grace. For we, in spirit, are awaiting the expectation of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision is availing anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, operating through love. You raced ideally. Who hinders you not to be persuaded by the truth? This persuasion is not of him who is calling you. A little leaven is leavening the whole kneading. I have confidence in you in the Lord that in nothing you will be disposed otherwise. Now he who is disturbing you shall be bearing his judgment, whosoever he may be. Now I, brethren, if I am still heralding circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? Consequently, the snare of the cross of Christ has been nullified. Would that those who are raising you to insurrection struck themselves off also. For you were called for freedom, brethren. Only use not the freedom for an incentive to the flesh, but through love be slaving for one another. For the entire law is fulfilled in one word, in this: you shall love your associate as yourself. Now if you are biting and devouring one another, beware that you may not be consumed by one another. Now I am saying, walk in spirit, and you should under no circumstances be consummating the lust of the flesh. For the flesh is lusting against the spirit, yet the spirit against the flesh. Now these are opposing one another, lest you should be doing whatever you may want. Now, if you are led by spirit, you are not still under law. Now apparent are the works of the flesh, which are adultery, prostitution, uncleanness, wantonness, idolatry, enchantment, enmities, strife, jealousies, furies, factions, dissensions, sects, envies, murders, drunkennesses, revelries, and the like of these, which I am predicting to you, according as I predicted also, that those committing such things shall not be enjoying the allotment of the kingdom of God. Now the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those of Christ Jesus crucify the flesh together with its passions and lusts. If we may be living in spirit we may be observing the elements also. We may not become vainglorious, challenging one another, envying another. Chapter 6, brethren, if a man should be precipitated also in some offense, you, who are spiritual, be attuning such a one in a spirit of meekness, noting yourself, that you also may not be tried. Bear one another's burdens, and thus fill up the law of Christ. For if anyone is supposing himself to be anything, being nothing, he is imposing on himself. Now let each one be testing his own work, and then he shall be having his boast for himself alone, and not for another, for each one shall be bearing his own load. Now let him who is being instructed in the word be contributing to him who is instructing in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not to be sneered at. For whatsoever a man may be sowing, this shall he be reaping also. For he who is sowing for his own flesh, from the flesh shall be reaping corruption. Yet he who is sowing for the Spirit, from the Spirit shall be reaping life aeonian. Now we may not be despondent in ideal doing, for in due season we shall be reaping, if we do not faint. Consequently then, as we have occasion, we are working for the good of all, yet specially for the family of faith. Lo, with what size letters I write to you with my own hand. Whoever are wanting to put on a fair face in the flesh, these are compelling you to circumcise only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ Jesus. For not even they who are circumcising are maintaining law, but they want you to be circumcised that they should be boasting in that flesh of yours. Now may it not be mine to be boasting, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation. And whoever shall observe the elements by this rule, peace be on them, and mercy also on the Israel of God. For the rest, let no one afford me weariness, for I am bearing in my body the brand marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen.